This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is a lie that you have told your kids? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, because, listen, parents be lying. We lie a little, and we lie a lot, and we lie constantly about all kinds of things. And there is a list here of the most common lies that we tell kids. This is hysterical. I'll run over this really fast because we've got some great phone calls, and I know we've got Facebook comments as well. Drinking coffee will make you short. Total lie.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Eating chocolates causes acne. Can't have chocolate, you're going to get acne. Total lie. Crossing your eyes gonna make you go cross-eyed forever.
Oh, I always say crossing your eyes is gonna give you a headache.
Also not true.
No.
Which is funny about that is, like, why can't they cross their eyes?
I don't know. I don't know why we find it to be so troublesome.
If you go outside with wet hair, you're going to catch a cold.
Your not mother true. Still believes that.
My mother still believes that if you're out in the cold and you're even damp, you're going to get the flu. If you swallow chewing gum, it's just going to stay in your stomach for seven years. That's very specific.
Right.
7 years.
Yeah.
What else? Watching too much TV will damage your eyesight. It will not damage your eyesight.
But it'll
make you an idiot. Yeah. Make you stupid. And carrots will help you see in the dark.
Yeah.
I remember my parents telling me that all the time. So, like, what are some lies that you've told your kids that you think are, like, looking back, it's like, that's really funny.
So this is going to make me sound like a bad person. But every once in a while, let's say we've stayed at a resort or something, and I oopsie-doopsie walk away with, let's say, a really nice beach towel.
Oh,
okay?
God. Oh, boy.
Now, my kids, when we're unpacking, go, oh, my God, you forgot. Oh, that's the resorts you stole. I go, I didn't. I had them charge me for it.
Not bad.
They think I am
one. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Daphne.
It's Daphne.
Kevin took a real shot, real big swing at spelling your name.
Liberties.
Okay. What lie have you told your kids?
When they were about 2 and 5 years old, we were driving up through Sonoma. It was a long drive, and they were bored. And so I told them that in every herd of cows, there's one named Larry. And if you yell out his name, he'll look up. And so every time we'd pass a herd of cows, we'd roll the windows down, wind flying everywhere, and we'd scream, Larry! One would always look up because car full of crazy people, right? And
that's hysterical.
I think that's adorable.
And, the kids are like, that one's Larry. That's Larry.
And that's probably something that they'll do with their kids.
That is so funny. Thank you, Daphne. Talk to Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Gavin.
Let's tell us a lie that you told your kids.
So when they were small, we took them down to Disneyland and we could only go to one park. So we're up in the hotel room and they're looking out at the park, getting all excited for tomorrow. And they can see California Adventure. And so they said, oh, that's Disneyland. And I just said, oh, yeah, everything that we're looking out at is Disneyland. Like, we'll get to see it all tomorrow. They never even knew California Adventure existed.
Well, I think that's perfectly fine.
No, that's sad.
No, they couldn't go to the other park.
I know, so, but they're looking for a Ferris wheel that doesn't exist in a park.
The park's so big. We just never made it there.
Thank you so much for calling. Real fast, give us some more, and then we've got more calls, too.
Oh, do we? Okay, yeah. So Autumn said, that in the fall, I don't turn the clocks back so I could put the kids down to bed an hour early. It only lasts for a few days, but it's worth it.
That's a good idea.
Jennifer said, I didn't want a cat, so I convinced my toddler that our chihuahua was a cat. Marcia says that if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, you'll get the flu. Teresa says on road trips, she told her kids, if you take a nap, I can take a shortcut.
That's great. Well,
one more. This one's so good. Tina said, our turtle got out and we couldn't find it.
How does a turtle get out?
I don't know. Maybe in an outdoor enclosure?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They don't get far.
But, well, they couldn't find it.
Okay.
So she told her kids that it ran away to find love.
Sounds like something you would say. Let's end on a funny but dark.
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
I don't like this.
Buffy, are you there? What lie have you told your kids?
So this is a good one, and it totally worked out in my favor. You know how you go to Walmart or the grocery store and you see those little oil spots in the parking lot, or there's like old gum that's squished in the parking lot? I told my son those were the remains of the children that didn't hold their mommy's hands.
Oh my God.
And so every time you get in the car, Mom, you got to hold my hand. You got to hold my hand.
Wow.
See?
And now he's 27 years old.
And he's just looking for a mommy in the parking lot at the time.
And a Marine. Thank you so much for calling. That's, trauma.
No kidding.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you can be part of it by calling 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. I wonder how many weddings I'm going to ruin. It's just going to be in people's heads.
I mean, I know that that's your goal.
Let's start with an interesting first name that you don't hear too often, Agatha.
Oh.
Already off, I think, to a great start.
Agatha.
I like Agatha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maiden name?
De Gaulle.
Agatha De Gaulle.
De Gaulle.
That's a Harry Potter character.
That is like Carmen Sandiego's friend.
Yeah. Did you hear Draco Malfoy's dating Agatha De Gaulle? No.
Okay, then what is your married name?
Estrada.
Oh, Agatha Estrada. Well, that's beautiful. It sounds like a celestial constellation.
It does. Agatha Estrada.
And then when Agatha Estrada is in your eastern sky, love is in your future.
See, but Agatha De Gaulle, she does seem like a private eye.
There's some, I agree. There's more intrigue with Agatha De Gaulle.
Agreed.
But it's almost like a darker intrigue.
Oh, it is.
Mysterious.
It is. Right. I mean, she's got a past.
Yes.
You know, and she's got stories she can tell you.
Oh, yeah. She gets invited to dinner parties and she goes, I can't say anything, but just look at the headlines the next couple days.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Agatha Estrada.
Okay, I'm going to say it's an upgrade just because it sounds pretty.
But both are great.
Both are great.
Both are great, Agatha. Thank you so much for calling. Nice. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Anne. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Seibel.
Anne Seibel.
Anne Seibel sounds like one word.
I also, for some reason, want to call you Anne's Bible.
All my friends call me by my full Anne Seibel. Like, they have to say the first and the last.
My maiden name was the same way. People had to call me first and last. Okay, what's your married name?
Kennedy. It's like Kennedy, but C-A-N-N-E-D-Y.
Kennedy. I don't hate Kennedy. It's the fact that it is so close to Kennedy.
Yes.
Makes me think people do call you Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy.
Actually, no. Saying it together sounds great.
And Kennedy.
I was just focusing on the Kennedy part.
But it also...
wife. And can.
And can.
And can.
I like that. That won me over.
Yeah, okay.
That won me over. Okay, that's an upgrade. And can. I love that. It sounds like the new Netflix show from a country we've never heard of. Let's talk to Regina. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
All right. Hi. What is your maiden name, Regina?
Grijalva. No, you can't.
Grijalva.
Regina Grijalva.
Again, the Harry Potter character.
Yeah.
Also a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah.
Regina Grijalva.
Grijalva.
It's not good.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. What's your married name?
Luna.
Oh, come on.
Big
obvious upgrade. Regina
really?
Luna.
Oh, really? Yes, of course. The Lunas?
Wait, you thought Grijalva was possibly better than Luna? You know what?
Yeah,
a Grijalva would.
Different. There's a lot of dogs named Luna. There's
okay,
a lot of...
That's true, but your first name isn't Luna.
Right.
So...
And Luna's, I don't know, Luna's just a very...
Something fun about it.
Yeah.
Regina Luna.
It's very Agatha Estrada.
Yeah.
And let's do one more for married name upgrade downgrade. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What is your maiden name?
Okay. Maiden name is Chubb.
Come on. Julie, no.
Julie right? Chubb.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah. So I had an interview and a guy I dated.
What?
Oh, to make sure that the his last name would be better?
Yeah.
I mean,
course.
It can't be worse.
Right.
Worse.
It feels like you're going up no matter what. So what's your married name?
Parsley. Isn't that so cute?
Come on. Chubb, get out of here.
Speaking of Netflix shows, the Parsleys.
Okay, so
I'm
you
sorry.
Interviewed every guy you dated, and you landed on Parsley. And don't try to sell
it.
Me with, isn't it cute? You're trying to sway the jury.
It is kind of cute, though.
I know, it's adorable.
I'm pretty excited about it, I have to say. So I wasn't trying to sway.
Okay, that's cute.
I want to know what your mother's maiden name is.
Oh, hers wasn't that bad. Burgess.
And your dad wanted Chubb to stay for everybody. Everybody just had to be Chubbs.
It was a different time.
All right. Well, yeah, huge upgrade. And it was always going to be an upgrade.
Yeah, good job, Chubb.
Thank you so much for calling.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
He scours the internet like a little scurrying rat, but he collects information that he almost understands to share with us to make us more interesting. Did you know? With Kevin, Dr. Kevin.
Ooh. Did you know Frank Lloyd Wright's son invented Lincoln Logs?
No.
Yeah.
Architecture just in the blood of that family.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about Frank Lloyd Wright?
He is a famous architecture. You know his structures that you see here and there.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one would be that one that kind of looks like an arch.
I don't know that
one. Famous one.
No, I don't know that one.
Like the arch in St. Louis?
St. Louis? No.
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 Not it's that like famous arch.
Yeah,
the other one.
Right. The other one.
So, not things that people could live in or...
Oh, like houses, like house designs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one's your favorite one?
Farmhouse.
Oh, you think he just designed farmhouse. I think you're thinking of interior decorators.
Ah. Yes.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the fear of number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia?
So close.
Triskaidekaphobia?
I think it's trick.
Triskaidekaphobia.
That's it?
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
Wow, there's a fear of the number 13.
There's a fear of everything.
What would you say your top three fears are?
The dark.
Okay.
Starving.
Really?
And drowning in a porta potty.
What?
These are very rational fears.
Okay.
You're laughing. It's a serious issue.
Why do you have a fear of starving?
Sometimes I don't got money.
I know, but in America, you've got friends who and family who have money. They wouldn't, we wouldn't let you starve.
I just feel so bad for asking.
Also, it's going to take you a while to starve.
Oh my God.
Well, look at you.
Where did the fear of the number 13 come from?
So when the joke happened, 789... That's when people started fearing numbers. And then this one guy, he said, wow, there's no 13th floor in a hotel.
Okay.
Spooky, spooky.
Yeah. Right.
And then he did deep dive research of why that is. And he found something very scary about 13 and it haunted him. He had nightmares about 13.
Okay.
He kept seeing 13 all around.
Wow.
So this is a relatively new thing.
No, it's been dated around 19 somethings.
Okay, so relatively new thing.
Okay.
Yeah, for civilization.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
It's scary.
It is scary.
I feel scared. Yeah.
Do you ever go from the 12th floor to the 14th?
Yeah.
Skipped a number.
Right.
What happens?
Right.
You know there's not a floor there, right?
Then how do you get from 12 to 14?
They just don't have a 13th floor.
They like just
there's
don't call
no
it a
there's 13th. No empty floor.
That's what they want you to think.
You're right.
That's okay. A good point. Never thought about that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know a group of bunnies is called a fluffle?
What?
I know.
A fluffle?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
How bad do you want to see just a whole bunch of bunnies together?
So badly. So badly.
Like, you know how there are cat fays? Why is it that we can't have this with baby bunnies?
Yeah.
That's a great point. I don't know. Probably because you can't train a bunny. Or maybe you can train a bunny to go to the bathroom in a box.
You can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I have no explanation for why we don't. I wish we had bunnies out in California like they do on the East Coast.
We do. I've told you this
Where?
Before. You think we don't.
Where?
I mean, I've seen them.
Where?
Oh, my God.
We
okay.
have those disgusting...
In Citrus Heights, there is a community center that my friend got married at. And on those grounds, there's just a ton of tiny, fluffy baby bunnies just pop, pop, popping around. Do you feel better now?
It sounds very specific.
Well, it exists.
It would be great if they lived. Here's what lives near me. Disgusting jackrabbits that are gross. They're too big. They scare me. Their ears look hard. I don't like any of that. I don't like any of that. They look like they are mythical creatures. But when I was growing up, everybody had like bunnies in their backyard. They would like hop and they'd sit there and they'd eat the grass. Sometimes if you had a garden, they'd get in there and you'd go, you bunny.
You look at this fluffle. Look what this fluffle did to
my
me.
Dad's going to be so mad you ate his radishes. And then they'd look at you and they'd be like, sorry.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com. Luna.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You're going to want to hear this, and you're going to want to give your opinion on it. And you can do that by texting or calling 916-909-1065. 909-1065. There is a restaurant in Brooklyn called Naj, Sushi Naj. It is a Michelin star restaurant, and it's one of the top 100 restaurants in New York City. And they're in the hot seat after a food blogger went there and did a TikTok of their experience. And the whole experience wasn't very good, but there was one part in particular that really stuck out. And the part that stuck out was that the chef who, first of all, it's a fixed menu. It's $700 a person. He announced...
I'm sorry.
$700 a person.
Oh my.
Okay. And he announced as he was making each course for the people in front of them that the women in the party would be getting smaller portions than the men.
But they pay the same price?
But they pay the same price. And the women didn't ask for this. This was what he just told them. Because they are women, they eat less than men. Exactly. And this is the part where you're going to be a little surprised. Katie doesn't have a problem with this.
I don't have a problem with being served a smaller portion than a man. I should be eating a smaller portion than a man. I actually get sort of irritated that portions just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, because not only do we not need to eat that much food, and I mean we as in literally everybody,
right?
But it's so wasteful of food. However, I sure as hell don't want to be paying as much.
I can't believe that I'm taking the stance of, because I hear what you're saying, but it should be a woman's choice. It, like, right? Like, if you want to eat less than a man, save some. 916-909-1065. You can call and tell us your opinion, just like Brittany did. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about this?
So I say that it is absolutely ridiculous for the chef to announce to the party after they've already paid the $700, hey, by the way, the portion's going to be smaller just because you're a female.
Oh, for sure.
Well, of course.
And
yeah.
I think out of hand.
The price part of it, nobody's arguing that. If you're going to serve anybody less than somebody else, then you should pay less. It's stupid otherwise. It almost harkens back to Katie's point that she's made on the show before. If I order a Big Mac with no lettuce and no pickle, then I should pay less money.
The price should go down.
You're saving food.
Yes.
Yes, but when it comes to the assumption that a restaurant is making that you are a woman, therefore you get less food, how do you feel about that?
No, it's definitely giving very sexist vibes. Like, I don't agree. I think that actually sometimes maybe a female might be a little more hangry than a male. You know what I mean?
True.
I love how you go with one sexist, but sexism's wrong on this point. Now, let me back it up with a sexist remark.
See, okay, so I feel like there are some things that just are, and we're supposed to all be fine with it.
Okay.
Like, we talked about how women on carnival cruises past 24 weeks pregnant.
Right.
Can't get on the carnival cruise. Their right. partner can, but they can't. That is something that just is, and everybody accepts it because women have babies and men don't. Women,
well,
should eat less than men. In most cases, we're smaller.
Okay, well, this is a bad example. First of all, with the carnival cruise thing, it was more of a liability issue for the cruise
ship. Either way, it's a liability situation that only affects women.
Second point, though, this is a bad example because it's sushi, but what if a woman is pregnant? She's eating for two. She should.
That's not a thing, Gavin. That's not real.
I heard it was.
It's not.
I asked
the OBGYN of the Wake Up Call.
That sounds weird, but.
But it is true.
He's delivered all our babies.
All of our babies, Dr. Maher. And he said, maybe increase your food intake by 200 calories a day. But he goes, you're not eating for two.
But you're still increasing your calorie intake, you know, 200 calories. And what if you want to do it at dinner? You know, I just feel like when it comes to a decision, decision. It should be a person's decision to decide whether or not they want to eat as much. You know, and if you don't, if that's the case, then don't. That's your choice.
I think
get a doggy bag.
Oh, I'm never gonna get a doggy bag. I'm gonna eat it all, and then I'm gonna be miserable.
Right.
Just give me a portion size that is appropriate for me.
Well, for $700,
they better give me everything.
They better give you several doggy. Here's a course. Here's another course, and here's several courses to take home with you.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is the most fun that you'll ever have opening the mail. It's undelivered, unopened packages that got lost in the mail, sent from the company Fun Delivered, which is located in Florida. We're anxiously awaiting the girls who own Fun Delivered. They're doing a California vacation, and there is a good chance that they are going to make a stop here in the studio for a first for them, where they would participate in Fun Delivered. So, okay, the box is dwindling. Don't worry, there's more coming. Who would like to go over?
I want to go first.
Okay, Katie's going to make her way over there to the Fun Delivered box. Now, here's how part one works. We go into the box. We pick out something that speaks to us and we describe it to you. Then we're going to come back and then we open everything and we see who won. The winner has actually been kind of hard to determine the last couple rounds.
Yeah, this isn't one of the better boxes, but there's been some funny stuff in it. Oh, we need to also say, last week I opened a corset.
Yes.
And we thought it was a costume. It wasn't. It also came with a G-string that I dropped on the floor and didn't notice.
But that G-string...
It was a lot.
It was humongous.
I'll go down.
It was for a bigger gal, but I love that she's feeling herself wants to be sexy.
Right, right, right.
I already know what's in mine.
How do you know?
Because I can feel it.
Let me see.
It's shoes.
It's a big... And they're not in a box or anything?
No.
Okay, well, the fact that they're shoes, though, that's pretty wide. I mean, we don't know what they look like. We don't know what size they are.
See, here's the bad news. On the outside of the bag, it says comfort shoes.
Uh-oh.
So I'm guessing, like, clogs or something.
But you like comfort.
Well, yeah, but I hope they're my size. They seem too big. They're too big.
All right, Kevin's still going through the box. And he was determining between two packages that looked identical.
Okay.
What made you pick that one?
This one I picked because it feels like bubble wrap, but it's not bubble wrap, but it feels bumpy.
Okay.
So you're going off a texture.
Yeah, this is texture because the other one is definitely clothing.
Okay.
But yeah, this one's harder, but also soft.
I love that. What do you think is in there? Any ideas?
I want to guess it's like scuba, like flippers.
Flippers?
That's what it feels like.
Scuba
it's
flappers.
Way too small to be that.
Are you
Unless
sure?
Have you ever seen? You've seen them?
Flippers for a dog.
Because it's like kind of like this shape. I don't know how to describe it. Like a trapezoid.
Like a flipper shape.
Okay.
A trapezoid.
Yeah, okay. Like a flipper shape.
Okay, Gavin, go. You think that these shoes are going to be too big, right? For me?
Those shoes are definitely too big. But that color, beige, I'm getting...
Well, that's just the color of the bag, Kevin.
Beige means classy.
Really?
Yeah, so they might be like fancy shoes or sneakers.
They say comfort shoes.
Oh, all right, gross.
So this one, much like Katie's, I know exactly what this is.
Okay. Is it shoes?
Okay. Oh. It's a black bag. It is absolutely...
A baseball cap.
A hat.
Yeah.
Oh! Okay.
But what is on this hat, I am excited to find out.
Okay.
All right. So that is the end of part one of Fun Delivered. We are going to now take a break, play some music, come back, open these babies on the air, find out what's inside. It's Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is time for part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Fun Delivered is a game where we open up undelivered, unopened packages that never made it to their final destinations, thanks to the company Fun Delivered. And it's unboxing on the air. Now, in part one, Katie went in, then Kevin went in, and then I went in. Now, Katie and I picked packages that within 99% accuracy, maybe even 100,
yeah.
We know what we have, but we don't know what they look like. Kevin, complete mystery. All right, so Would you like to go first,
I'll go
Katie?
First.
Okay.
Now, I know that they're shoes. They are shoes. They are...
It says comfort shoes, too.
Oh, and they also come with inserts. Okay, so they are a gigantic pair.
Oh, too big?
Of...
Oh.
See, I can't tell if these are for a man or a woman.
They're definitely for a woman.
You think? That is a big... That is a big shoe for a woman.
That is a big shoe
they
for
are,
a woman.
It's...
Describe what they look like.
And like navy blue. They are tennis shoes. They got like the bubble and the heel. The inside of them does not show a size or a brand name.
Oh.
The sides don't have a brand name. And on the tongue, it just says, it says fashion in all caps. Then it says professional sock de board shoe.
Is that the brand?
Oh, appears to be a misspelling of a humorous play on word for skateboarding or skate shoes.
This
skateboard
does
not seem like something a skateboarder would wear.
Well,
there's no brand at all. It's
so
just
strange.
It's like it's just shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here is shoe. And what an interesting color.
Right.
It's very Cheshire Cat.
Yes, that's exactly the right color.
All right, well, that is fascinating. Kevin, would you like to go?
Yes.
Or should I go with the hat next?
Go with the hat.
Okay, we're going to, because Kevin's is a complete mystery. All right, so mine is definitely a hat. It's in a black bag, and this was returned because it says outside on it, no last name.
Wow, you can't even... No last name.
Oh, my God.
It is a blue hat.
Okay.
And the blue hat...
You have a lot of things.
Yeah it does. It just says, vote blue.
Okay.
I love that. Wow.
Okay. Man, somebody didn't get that in time for the election.
Yeah. Well, now we know why the election went the way it did.
Right.
Because no last name didn't get their hat. That's so funny. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right. Well, there you go. I'll put that next to shoe. and now it's Kevin's turn. If you want to see any of this, you can always text FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. We're playing Fun Delivered.
Oh, my God.
I'm pissed. They're not flippers.
They're also shoe inserts.
They're they're sole inserts.
Yeah.
No wonder they were bubbly and soft. Oh, wow.
Kevin, maybe this will
help. These are acupuncture ones.
Ooh, Kevin,
they press on pressure points on your foot. What size is this, though? Because I'm a big foot size.
You do have big
you
feet.
Do big
I have
feet.
12.
These are my size!
What can you try them?
Wow,
well,
put them in.
They have metal balls in
them.
Yeah,
they're supposed to make your foot like really like acupuncture. And
here,
it was made in China, so, you know.
Oh.
Too big. Just shove them in your shoe.
They won't fit. Oh, wait. Are they fitting?
Yeah, they're fitting.
Okay.
Slay.
All right. Kevin got acupuncture inserts. He's about to try them.
Oh, slay. They fit.
Wow.
Okay.
What if this changes your whole life?
Well, let's see. Oh, I feel good.
Do you?
Let me put the other ones in.
Kevin, you look at your face. You're like a new man already.
It's new.
I mean, for somebody who does say quite often that your feet are starting to tingle.
I forgot about that.
Oh, my God. Guys. Guys!
Wow!
I feel it!
Yes! Well, look at you! You're walking!
I'm a brother!
You're running!
I don't know if they're running shoes, but...
I feel it! Oh, wow!
Kevin, this is amazing. So Kevin clearly won this fun delivered, I'd say.
It's stimulating my pressure points!
Who do you think won? Text in to 916-909-1065, and if you want to see it, you can always text the word FUN.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Did you see the viral pictures of a giraffe in the back of a pickup truck that went all over social media? Because I did, and I had the same thought that everybody else had. What am I looking at? And there's no way that this is a real picture, especially because the picture was taken in Detroit.
Right. Like on the road.
Yeah. And thank God a local news team tracked down the person who had the truck and got to the bottom of this because they had the same concerns that we did. Here's just a portion of the local news in Detroit covering the story.
Even people in the newsroom were saying, they're like, there's no way that's a real giraffe. That's so real. Clear it up. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, it is real.
Now that we have cleared that up, just why?
We're going to get to that in a second. If you want to see the picture that we're talking about, text the word truck, T-R-U-C-K, T-R-U-C-K, to 916-909-1065.
Hold on, before you keep playing that, for those people that can't text in, when we say truck, please understand, we mean an F-150.
Yeah, it's not. Okay?
This is not some sort of animal transport truck. This is your neighbor Dan's truck.
I mean, really, I've probably mounted something from about every continent on Earth by now.
Darren Wayner is a taxidermist and big game hunter with Safari Partnerships in South Africa. The one in the Ford pickup died naturally at a zoo of old age, and Darren was commissioned to get him mounted to live on at an unnamed museum.
Oh, he's... Okay. Right. So as soon as you hear the explanation, you go, oh.
No. No. I'm not there yet.
No?
No.
So it was a giraffe that died of natural causes at a zoo.
I get that.
And he was commissioned as a taxidermist to preserve it for a museum.
Okay. The guy that is so good at taxiderming big game animals doesn't have some sort of closed bed, large transport vehicle. It's not even an F-150 long bed. I need people to know that. It's an F-150 that has like the short, stumpy bed. The neck and the head of the giraffe are hanging out of the back. So this idea of just like, oh, okay, I get it. No.
Well, that's okay. Out of all the questions when you see a giraffe in the back of a truck in Detroit, there's only one question left. And that's a valid question. Did he not have something better to transport the dead giraffe?
Because surely this isn't the first time Dan has done this. If he's good enough to do a whole giraffe, think about that. A whole giraffe. That means he's done lots of other big game.
Right. You're saying he should have had a big game vehicle for
this? I'm saying, who knows what else he's been transporting around Detroit and people just didn't see it.
You used to own a truck.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a situation where you had to put something that maybe was a little bit precarious to put in the back of the truck or something that was maybe a little bit too big for the back of the truck, but you needed it moved from point A to point B?
I did.
Okay, so you understand Dan the taxidermy man. By the way, you can text in truck to see what we're talking about, 909-1065.
I don't understand it because I am not a professional mover.
Right.
Okay.
Well, neither is Dan.
Nope, but he is a professional taxidermist.
Well, that's usually the dead animal comes to him, I'd imagine.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know
but
how
the zoo couldn't get it there?
I've had one fish taxidermied in my life, okay? And we had to bring the fish to the taxidermist. They don't do, like, curbside pickup, you know?
This is getting shadier by the second.
Somebody texted and said, this is like The Hangover.
Yes, it is.
Where they had to shove Mike Tyson's tiger in the back of the car.
That's right. That's right.
If you want to see it, and you do, I mean, listen, it's sad. The giraffe is dead.
But it died of natural causes.
It did die of natural causes. It does not look like the giraffe was treated with much dignity after its death.
Certainly not.
Its head's just kind of leaning up against the thing. Now, granted, it's got a long neck. You know, what are you going to do?
I already told you what to do.
I know, but you can't have just a giraffe truck.
Go to Home Depot. Go to Enterprise.
A U-Haul.
Rent a truck.
Yeah, lay it on its side.
In that short bed.
No, that's what we're saying. Yeah, if you got a big U-Haul, you can lay it on its side.
Dan's not certified.
Something's going on. It's not certified.
Nope.
To preserve a dead giraffe.
Right.
You can see it. Text truck to 909-1065. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's just what, say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
Sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Ladies, what is something that your man did that was totally disgusting before you moved in together? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us right now. We want to hear your stories. And we're getting into this because Kathy Griffin, comedian, told a story in an interview recently, I believe it was on a podcast, about what Jack Black did when she was dating Jack Black.
He used to have this apartment in Vermont. So one night I spent the night there, and the next day I'm in the shower. And I remember saying to him, I get off on the bath mat and I said, I need a shower towel. And he goes, you're standing on it. You guys, that's straight, guys. He had one bath mat / towel that he used for both, and that was it. So naturally, I kept sleeping with him.
All right, so that's
also
pretty disgusting.
Well, it's not just that. It's that Jack Black always had kind of a lot of body to dry off.
Yes, he did.
So
still
having,
does.
Right. So having simply a bath mat doesn't feel like that's enough.
916-909-1065. I have a story about what I did before I started living with my wife. I'll get to that in a second. It's pretty gross. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what is something that, is it your husband? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did he do before you guys lived together?
He chewed tobacco and there were spit cups all over the place.
Oh my God.
I think chewing tobacco is so disgusting just in general.
There used to be a guy that worked here, and he would chew while he was here at work and on the air. And he would spit into water bottles and keep them in the studio. And like, his coworkers had to look at that.
It's disgusting.
And then couldn't believe it when he was told you can't chew at work.
Violetta, are you there?
Yes.
All right. So what is something disgusting that your man used to do before you lived with him?
He wouldn't clean his bathrooms at all.
Like at all? Nothing about his bathroom? He would clean nothing?
Nothing. When I moved in, there was like inches of hair.
Okay, I have to say, admittedly, I am somebody that sheds a lot. Like, I have a ton of hair, and it comes out pretty much everywhere. There is something so much nastier about a man's hair everywhere, and I don't know why it is. I don't know.
I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
You don't know what part of the body it's from.
That's exactly what it is.
That's, I mean, with women, it's limited real estate.
Right.
For most women. Men, it could be anything. It could be literally almost any body.
That is absolutely true.
And what's funny, too, is Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
Thanks for calling the show. So you're, was it your husband?
My husband now, yeah.
Okay, so your husband, similar to what Violetta's husband did, except it was just one specific thing. He would clean his whole bathroom, except for what?
The toilet.
He just wouldn't clean the toilet?
Why? Of all the things.
I don't know. There's always that yellow.
Okay, I know, and I don't want to know, okay? We all It is too early for this.
I remember my my dad used to say, like, well, we don't need to clean the toilet. We just we would throw those bleach pucks in the It's like, Dad, that only does the part that gets wet. Like, there's a whole toilet. There's a whole outside
cleaning
of it, though.
Cleaning the toilet is literally the easiest thing in the world.
Okay, so here's what I did before I started living with my wife. And I recognize that this is gross. I don't do it anymore. She pointed out, she's like, that's gross. And I go, okay, you're right. I would pee into the shower. Not pee in the shower. I would pee into the shower.
Why would you do that?
I would be brushing my teeth, and I would let while the water is warming up. So the shower is on.
Makes it a little better.
The water's running, and I would brush my teeth, so I had my dominant hand, so I couldn't, like, it couldn't go over to the toilet and do it because my aim would be off.
Okay.
I'm not going to use the strength, you know, my left hand. That's crazy. That's
chaos.
That's chaos.
So you are somebody that thinks brushing your teeth in the shower is gross.
Yes.
But peeing in the shower while you brush your teeth, perfectly fine.
Peeing into the shower. Right. I would stand.
Peeing into the shower.
Yeah,
right.
I would stand on the outside of the shower.
didn't you say that there were times when you would just pee in the sink?
Oh, that was like a drunk college thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would almost chalk that up to that wasn't a choice.
Okay. That was just, we're here and it's happening.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.